opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on the last day in July. Don't worry, Bad Bob, I won't reach over there and smack you. I've already got you once today. And we'll talk about that later. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Joe, see us. Welcome John Dixon in Washington State, who's up there. And, of course, Sun and, BB and all of us. We're all in there. So keep joining. Of course, Bad Bob's here this morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
So is there any truth to the rumor that you and Just Bob have more in common than most people know?
I guess you could put it that way.
That 8 years ago that you two were online at the same time?
Yes, I am the very picture of multitasking here.
Yeah, poor Bad Bob. Poor Bad Bob. He's trying to talk.
As a matter of fact, yes, and I did not know this previously. I met my wife, Brenda, in the same way that Jess Bob met his wife, Ann, through Match.com. So we're middle-aged folks who made good use of technology.
Well, let me tell you something, that this is great because y'all have all been married a long time. Yeah, and you know what? This is one. And, hey, look, Linda and I conversed over the internet. We've told everybody this for 6-7 months before I ever got back.
So for people in our age bracket to think that it's all bad, no, it's not. There are some good aspects to modern communications. Falling into an open manhole, not while yapping on your iPhone, notwithstanding.
That's true. And we're talking about a lot of people that gets that. Yeah.
Exactly. And here's the other thing, again, is that you have time to check somebody out. You know, a lot of times when you begin in the flesh, it's numbing. I just really believe that. So when you meet and you write and you correspond, it's almost like the mail order bride in a certain sense, because all of a sudden, you know, you fall in love through the word, through a feeling of romance that's different than, and then the last thing that comes is a touch. So, or, you know, it's a different kind of order that if you were to meet somebody and then start to date and go through all the, you know, all the fun, you know, physicalities that people, you know, the flipping of the hair and the, you know, all that stuff. So,
you need to know what's inside their heart and their head. Not just what they look like.
Exactly.
And their little mannerisms. And you need to know them as opposed to the, what is it, the projection? That's what you see is you don't see the, you see a projection when you meet somebody. They're projecting what they want you to see, and you're projecting what you want them to see. In reality, in some cases, in many cases, maybe that's not you.
Not exactly. It's kind of a fantasy of, and what we actually had this conversation yesterday. I know we're getting a little philosophical, but what do you guys think? But any second, let me just finish my thought here, is that in many circumstances, in this euphoric state, when you meet somebody on a physical level, person to person, a lot of times an individual will think, I really want to be this way. So they become that way. And then after a period of time, they revert back to what's really comfortable. Who are they really to their core? And it takes time to really discover that. So,
and then you discover it's Dr. Jekyll. And Mr. Hyde. You've been seeing Dr. Jekyll for 6 months, and all of a sudden Mr. Hyde wakes up next to you in the morning. And speaking of waking up in the morning, we need to wake up in the morning with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, we have a lower open to the market this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 36 points at 13,036. The NASDAQ's down 2 at 2,944. And the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,382. Oil's down 15 cents at $89.63 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.56%. Gold's up $4.30 this morning at $1,638, while silver's up 11 pennies at $28.14 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, GE's up a nickel at $20.84. IBM's down a quarter at $196.35, while Pfizer's up 39 cents at $24.09. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We're so happy to have the Wells Fargo Advisors here, and they're joining us for another year of having a lot of fun in the morning, Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. And we talk about what's going on Wall Street and a way to best and most effectively use your funds there. And they're located down at Park Marina Drive. Head on down to Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. You know that we're talking about salaries for people and how much people make. We've got a couple of ones in here for that, but we want to talk about, and we talked, remember how Alan Jackson made $225,000, well, he was supposed to, $225,000 for a 60 to 80 minute act, right? Now, this is Alan Jackson. Okay, Alan Jackson, big name. Paul McCartney. Anybody bigger than Paul McCartney? We're going to talk about how much he made for the Olympics. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a bot.
And the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Okay, this is what happens at the break.
Okay. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Espresso Joe's, great coffee, The finest walk-in humidor in the state. Best prices on tobacco you're going to find in this area. Meter beat those. Discounts for veterans, supporting our community for the last 35 years, and just all around great, great people down there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, at the break we were talking about, okay, who is not watching the Olympics? I don't, if you TiVo it, whatever you do, and it's keeping us up late.
You know, I'm recording things I've never, you know, we watched an hour and a half of equestrian, the cross country event, which is, you know, they had like three injuries out there that the ambulance has taken the riders out. Did you know they've got now in the riding vest? You know, it's like a padded vest.
Saw that.
You know, but when they come off the horse, it's like an airbag. Swear, when they hit, the thing just goes out like an airbag, and to protect them, it was something else. What you looking for here? Okay. Anyway, Linda's wandering around here. Anyway.
Well, when we also watched synchronizing diving, which was spectacular. Oh my gosh!
The Chinese
and the lifting
looked like, I mean, you could not tell. Oh. I mean, yeah, you can't. You could tell the difference between the divers, but they dove so close to each other.
Wow! They said,
but the Americans. Bronze star.
They were great. And last time we've had a medalist since, I think, in the diving since 1984, or 1994, so they say. We watched, I fell asleep during the gymnastics. We're going to have to watch that later. But we watched the lifting. Well, we watched everything. We want to watch it all.
Now.
So here's the conversation we were having about.
I'm outnumbered in here. I need some help, friend.
Jordan Weber, who was the reigning world champion of women's gymnastics.
An American.
And yes, of course, in our American team. And I guess you can only have two that go into the finals. And this is that whole...
The top 24 go into the finals, but only two per country.
They're saying
that's
because
the rule.
She was the reigning world champion and she was the poster child, or poster face, excuse me, for all of, young girls, you know, the star of it, that she... has the potential to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars in sponsorship.
If not
because,
millions.
Yes, which would have taken her out for the next 7 or 8 years. And you think about the world, her life, and how much she has worked so hard.
She devoted her life to gymnastics, which nobody forced her to do. And she had the potential, if she won, she could have made millions in endorsements. Her not going to the finals, even though she finished fourth overall, is going to cost her millions. But it also was, when she was crying and sobbing, it wasn't because of the money. It was because she had been the best in the world last year. They only take two per country to go into the finals.
The top
24, but two from each country. She finished fourth overall, but could not move on because two other Americans finished first and second.
Well, and I'm sure we all feel the moment we're all just gritting our teeth and feeling, oh, you know, like the swimming, you know, just one hand away from the gold. And you watch these gymnasts on the balance beam, and you watch them in their tumbles, and their floor exercises where, you know, they just one step out of bounds as they've, you know, done a triple in the air. And,
yeah, not that they fell completely, you know, that they jumped completely off the mat, but just her foot, in this case, her foot touched the line. And that's what cost her second place or first place.
Absolutely.
But the bottom line is that she doesn't go forward, and I'm getting outnumbered here. They're saying if she's in the top 24, she should go forward.
Well, what do you guys think about it? I mean, are you watching it as much as we are? It's just, it's just beautiful to see Americans. And what about the shooter?
The lady, and you know what? Let's try and find her name. I think it's Mary or something like that. I'm not sure. Her fifth Olympics. She has won a medal in five Olympics in a row. It is an American record. An American record. She has won, and she's shooting skeet, right? So she has, and this year she won the gold medal. She shot 99 clay pigeons out of 100, set a new Olympic record with this, and won her fifth,
Kim
won
Rode.
A gold. Oh, Kim? Okay.
Kim Rode.
Okay, she won a gold medal. It's her fifth Olympics in a row that she's won a medal, a new American record.
Love it.
What can you say? You know, don't you just love this? And when you see things like, now, a skeet shooter, she said it takes a lot of people to be able to do this. She says, I have a couple of coaches, but I have people have to take care of my family and my kids. The volleyball ladies, this is their third Olympics. They have yet to win, to lose a match or lose a set. And last night, they're still going. They've got children. They're married. I mean, this whole thing. And there's, you know, one of them brings her children with her every place she
travels.
And
her family. That was great. Watching
it was great. I mean, this is just something that's wonderful.
The masters of, you know, their sport. And, again, we go back to the Olympian, the gymnast, and think, you know, here is, and it's like ice skating. I love to watch that. When everything culminates. The years of experience, how you handle the pressure, can you do it? And there's this precise moment in life when it has to line up. And it's your chance in that moment. And I think that has to be the most intense, amazing spirit, the human spirit. And that's what the Olympics stands for.
Absolutely. And being the very best that day, that moment. You've got to be, everything has got to culminate that day.
So are you watching the Olympics? Let us know. We have to take a break here. Coming back at KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, you know, in the Olympic... Oh, okay, let's get going.
Oh, 71 degrees out now. If you're just tuning in, you're at KCNR. Good morning. 71 degrees, and oh my gosh, we are looking at the 31st, the last day of the month, July. You know, happy July. We're going into August. It's going to be your birthday in a few days.
It is. I'll be 36.
Absolutely. Well, and holding.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh at it so hard. I mean, just, you know, a chortle.
Well, I've been 36 and holding, so why not?
Well, I like holding. That's 36.
It's going to be hot today with temperatures around 99. Clear tonight with 64. Tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow we're going to go up into the three digits. You know, this is a national forecast, and so we know that there's areas that do seem to break the triple digits again. Tomorrow is 100, and we're going to get even hotter on Thursday, and Friday we're all in 101 degrees. And beautiful, clear evenings. It's a great night to barbecue or take that kayak trip or go out to the lake. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget their music series on the weekends and Thursday night, pizza night. And by the way, this Thursday, which will be August 2nd, we are going to have Enjoy Magazine. We're going to switch things up a bit this month, and Enjoy will be in on Thursday. And, of course, when they sit in the seat for On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m., they always bring in people that have interesting stories that they've, you know, discovered, and they want to try to bring light to some of the stories that they do in Enjoy Magazine. It's a great show, so you don't want to miss that.
Okay, let's talk about salaries. Let's go from one to the other.
Okay.
Retired court judge here from Shasta County, Judge Jarr, I believe is his name. Yes. Has just been appointed to the state courts to be the administrative director of courts, which I guess is a big job. And this, when you can consider, the courts are ordered to make a $544 million in cuts. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to do that. I don't know how the courts make cuts, and maybe in the people working all that. But, okay, this is what I wanted to get to. I know Judge Jarr, but, you know, just kind of in a periphery. Well, you live in Reading, you get to know everybody. But he doesn't know how much he's going to be paid for this job. He said salary never came up. Well, maybe it's because the salary was $206,000 to $227,000 a year out there. And I'm thinking to myself, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, well, $206,000 to $227,000 per year. If you look at maybe on top of his retirement, that he better watch out, because he could be making more than that $225,000. He would be in that money. Obama would take his more money from him because he's that rich person now. Yet he doesn't seem to be rich on this. The other one, on the other hand, is Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney, how much did he get paid for his Olympic gig?
I don't know. What do
you
think?
Alan Jackson is going to get $225,000 for playing 60 to 80 minutes right here in Reading. Here was Paul McCartney, the focal point for the Olympics. The singing, the whole thing came down to him. How much do you think he got paid?
Well, if he was going to be playing for Mum in his motherland, what do you think?
What do you think, Bad Bob? How much do you think he got paid? Or do you already know the answer?
I do not.
Well, how much do you think he got paid for that? Now, this is in front of everybody. This opens the Olympics in front of the Queen, Sir Paul McCartney. How much do you think he made?
I know how much ballpark. He could possibly make.
Ballpark figure.
Just ballpark. $1 million.
Okay. $1.57.
Really?
Yes. I'm not sure why he got paid the 57 cents. He got paid $1.57.
It's got to be a significant number. $1.57.
He got paid £1. I bet he got paid one pound.
Oh, okay.
That's why. He signed
the minimum amount
for one,
that could be paid. Yeah,
he got paid £1 for doing this. Is that great or what?
Well, come on. He is Sir Paul. You've got to give back to your family.
Yeah,
you've got
to give back to that.
You know, it's funny watching Missy, the swimmer, the Olympian swimmer who's from Colorado.
Yeah.
And to watch her parents sitting in row 82. And they talk about, you know, these Olympians don't get paid. They have to pay their way.
Well,
like some of them, like the guy who was the Irish wrestler, he talked about doing bake sales.
That's true.
Whatever he could do to get to the Olympics.
People bought cakes to get him into the Olympics. Coach Bob. Coach Bob, you still there? Or do you be Coach Bob?
Good morning.
Good morning, Coach Bob. You've got a minute.
That's all I need. Back at the Olympics in Salt Lake City, Gene Simmons and the rock band Kiss opened that show, or closed it, or whatever they did. They had a choice of going someplace and making mega dollars or doing the Olympics for free. He opted for free. And the whole thing was he got seen by about a billion people, and it shot their sales of the paraphernalia they sell, you know, shirts and whatnot, and records. Well, I dated myself. CDs. Anyway, they did it for free, and the exposure was they couldn't have bought that kind of exposure.
Well, that's true. But you know what? For Saul, for Sir Paul, I just got a feeling it wasn't even the exposure. I think it was just he wanted to do it. It was his home country. But
oh,
anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the more reason in the world why he would do it for $1.50 and change or whatever.
All right. We got to run, Coach Bob. Thanks for the phone call.
Good to hear from you. And that's a good pause for thought. Got to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks have been searching for direction this morning ahead of the Federal Reserve's start to a two-day policy meeting. The big question is, will the central bank provide new stimulus to boost the struggling U.S. economy? At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Manchester United has provided fresh details on its Wall Street debut. The British soccer club expects its initial public offering will set as much as $20 a share. That would raise more than $383 million. The offering's date was not revealed, but the stock will trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker ManU. And half of India's population of 1.2 billion people was left in the dark today after three of its regional power grids collapsed. The massive failure comes a day after a smaller yet similar power failure. This has raised serious concerns about India's outdated infrastructure and the government's ability to meet the country's huge appetite for energy. The government says it's doing everything to restore the power. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, the last day of July 2012. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I guess everybody out there really likes that we have the new servers up and running.
Yay.
Yeah, we're happy too. And, you know, that's, I guess that's what happens when you, our webmaster is a good guy. He went to this company and he swore that they could do all this stuff because we do a lot. I mean, we have, take a lot of bandwidth here. And, because we put out so much good stuff. And then, but they just couldn't handle it. So, we had to switch this over. That's why everybody, you know, the sound was dropping off last week, but he found another one, had us up in 24 hours. What can I say? Great guy. Hey, that's Brad. Brad, the great Gradini.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster can do and guarantee that other shops don't dare, from small chips to 24 inches. Go tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. If you've got a crack and you don't want to do a complete windshield replacement, Jeff can fix that for you. He's an honest guy, and he's located on 3280 Market Street, Reading. Now, when we took a break, you said you wanted to go back and talk about the last subject we were discussing regarding... Well, that's what you said.
I just did.
Okay, sounds great.
When you were, you were talking to our guest. We're talking about the amount of money people make. I could care less about how much money people make. I mean, if you're hired for a job and you make that much money, I'm just saying is that when you know if you're if it just struck me as humorous that the judge didn't discuss salary. Well, I don't know how much I would discuss either. Bad Bob, how about you? If the salary was between $206,000 and $227,000, how much discussion would you get into? I'd like to have another $5,000, please. Is that it?
I don't know, but if he, I would assume that somebody who is a judge, they got there by really busting their tail.
Yes.
You know,
nobody said anything about that. I know people are in here going, oh, this is... No, it's got nothing to do with it. It's just like Alan Jackson. They paid him $225,000 to sing. The only, you know, he didn't sing, but he got $112,000. He kept it. But that's the deal. It's just like we go back to the Olympics. The deal is there's only two go forward from each country. I don't care how good you are. That's the rule. And when our guys, when it falls on our guys, we have four people in that top five, and we can only send two. This is not the time to fight it. The time to fight it is in the off years. And then, you know, when the Chinese had five people in the top, you know, top 24, and they only got to send two. I mean, this is just, you know, I understand what they're doing because you could have two or three strong teams, and all of a sudden you've just got three countries represented in the finals because they've got really strong teams. Large countries like the United States, China, Russia, when Russia was all together, had that, you know, then you could have had maybe four teams with in the whole finals instead of 24 countries, which is kind of like the idea of the Olympics, my friends. There's reasons that we do these things. Okay.
We have a special guest in the house, and I want to introduce you to... Well, actually, let me just give you a little bit of a story. We got a phone call from a very good friend. We were talking about... I'm not exactly sure. You know, we were just discussing, you know, catching up. She goes, by the way, I had this guy come, and he cleaned my tile roof. And she said, you know what? He was up there, and it was such a hard job. I am so excited about this guy who came in and did such a great job. And that's how it happens, word of mouth. So we ended up getting to meet Mark Rohr, who owns Super Clean, well, I call it Super Clean Roof.
And Power Wash, uh-huh.
Super Clean Roof and Power Wash. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you.
And, wow. Okay, so your brochure. Let's get people, first of all, to go to the website. Tell us about your website.
It's supercleanroof.com.
All right.
And it gives anyone that goes there many different examples of our capabilities, whether it's roof cleaning, wood restoration services, or power washing. We do, like Linda said, we do all different types of roofs, whether it's tile concrete tile, composition roofs, and we have all the right equipment. I actually went back to Florida, which is pretty much the epicenter for roof cleaning, and we were properly trained back there, and I invested a significant amount of money in building a custom truck with a big $12,000 200-degree power washer, and started the business about 8 months ago, and it's gone very well.
Well, not
well,
only
you do,
do
great
you,
work.
Oh my gosh!
Sure.
Not only do you do roof cleaning of tile, you also do gutter cleaning. You do wood. Like if you've got a funky old fence, that mm-hmm. that you're going to see that on the video. If you guys can get to the website, that's amazing. It looks like something that you would see when you turn on QVC. You know, when you do that, when they do the shampooing of the carpet, and you're like, oh, there's no way. Well, you're watching it way on your video. You also do concrete and oil stains and tile and brick. And I think we'd like to introduce you to our community. We want to hear about you know your past. What brought you to here, and again, more services to you offer. We're going to take a break, and we come back. KCNR 1460, our guest is Mark Rohr of
Super Clean.
We'll be right back.
Roof and Power Line.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum, the new Liberty Park, to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back, my friends. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott, last day of July. Hey, our guest Mark Rohr here, and we're talking about his business, the which he started 8 months ago, Super Clean Roof and Power Wash Services. Now, this is we've seen your work before. And if people take a look at your
website supercleanroof.com.
Yeah, but why should people do this?
There's many reasons why you want to do this. Depending upon the almost any type of roof is going to last longer if it's clean. If you can imagine buying a new car and then parking it and not washing it for 25 years and expecting the paint to look as nice and after that time frame, you know, then you can understand how cleaning your own home's roof can add to its longevity. Since that, you know, roof costs a lot more than a car paint job, it makes a lot of sense to have it clean, especially if you have a lot of trees and foliage depositing all different types of organic material, which causes a lot of moss growth. And then with that moisture from the moss, you end up getting black mold on your roof, which is a definite health risk. Also, keeping the gutters clean, like my commercial says, is a big article in Consumer Reports this month. Is the biggest thing you can do to inhibit the growth of black mold inside your home. So there's a lot of health benefits as well as not to mention the visual benefits.
Well, you know, one of the things we do, we encourage businesses, as you know. You know, it's almost heartbreaking when you see things like business crap. You know, of course, we also believe in the thing, you know, in the sense of if you have a good business and you work hard and, there's a lot of things. And again, you know, it's the person with the business. That when you start something, you know, and so we try to boost businesses as it is. And we also try to boost businesses that we use or that we've seen work, which is what, you know, we're so happy to be able to have you, have you on as, not only just a guest, but also as somebody that believes in our station as we believe in you. So when you, I've seen this work here is that you've taken absolutely dark, stained fences. And they look brand new when you're finished. And it only takes you, how long does it take you to do a 6-foot fence? And it's 50 feet long. I mean, just as a general thing. I mean, it doesn't take you like 2 days is what I'm getting at.
No. Well, it's a couple day process in that it has to dry after I do the first cleaning before I put on a sealer. But, I have equipment that enables me to be very efficient and get the job done as well as possible. When I started the business, I saw a need for a roof cleaner. I didn't see anyone around here that had the proper equipment and the focus to educate the public to its benefits. So I kind of started from scratch. Cost is no object as far as getting the right kind of equipment. And I think now it's just a point of people are so busy with their own lives and especially this economy and everything, they don't have time to mull around the internet and take a look at, you know, all the benefits of additional maintenance to their home. So I think it's a matter of just encouraging people to go to my website and maybe do a few searches on the internet as to the benefits of cleaning their roof, and they'll understand the financial benefits as well as the nicer look of the home.
Oh, yeah, it just keeps your value in your home. I mean, and home values are dropping. You want to try and keep your home to try and keep as much wealth and value
and healthy
home. And health. That's the big thing too, is that if you can keep the moss and all that out, people say, well, I've got a power washer, but it's a lot different than your power washers.
Yeah. Like your typical Home Depot, $300 or $400 power washer, it's cold water at about maybe 2,800 PSI at 2.5 gallons a minute. And mine is, 3,500 PSI, 9 gallons a minute. At 200 degrees, and when you go up each 16-degree increase in temperature from 138 degrees Fahrenheit, you double your cleaning power. Excuse me. And that allows my power washer to, without damaging concrete or other surfaces, break down and lower the viscosity of, let's say, a mold or a staining and extract that staining. If you can imagine how well would a carpet cleaner work with cold water, and it's the same concept.
All right. Well, great. So we wanted to talk a little bit about, let's talk about what got you here.
Okay. I was...
meaning the business to have the fortitude to begin to launch this business. Something brought you here.
Well, I'm fairly new to Reading. I moved here about 5 years ago. I sold high-tech electronics to OEMs, like major corporations, for years, and just kind of got tired of the rat race and all the traffic of the Bay Area. So I moved up here about 5 years ago and sold real estate for about 4 years. But my initial motivation to move up here was to develop some business ideas, and I have several others actually that I wanted to still develop alongside this eventually. So this is just the first of several ideas that I had that I wanted to get a chance to develop.
Excellent. Okay, how'd you pick Reading?
It's a beautiful area. I'm really into mountain bike riding and road cycling, as well as a little bit of motorcycling. And it's a beautiful area for that. Also, the beautiful lakes and centralized area between the west, northern west area of the country. And just a lot of nice people. I grew up in the Midwest, and Redding just kind of reminds me of going back in time, where people are a little more relaxed and a little more family oriented, I think, than the Bay Area where I came from.
Do you see
love it?
Do you see Redding as an opportunity to succeed?
I think we started off strong this year. We've had a little bit of a lull with the summer months, which I know is probably just seasonal. I am building this towards a franchise type company, and so I think it's a great testing ground. I'm getting excellent feedback. I've had pretty much every one of my customers be very happy. I've lost on a lot of bids, but I've learned enough to do it right next time in a more efficient manner. So it's been great as far as developing this business, and I'm looking forward to making more people happy with this process.
Yeah, but Mark, when you say that you lost on a lot of bids, I mean, we of course like to personally experience something. So when you came yesterday to look at, you know, what we could possibly do to help, you know, get the moss and the mold and off of some of the brick area around our house and that kind of thing, it's not a huge job, but it was something that to me sounded very reasonable. I mean, you know, we think about the things that we need to do in order to prevent corrosion.
Yeah, when I say lost, it's basically I focused on getting the job done correctly, and I lost as far as how many hours I had in the job.
Oh, okay.
Which is
but that's their learning process.
Exactly.
Now, you know, the thing about that I don't even know if we mentioned it, but if you keep your roof clean, it can extend the life of your roof up to 7 years. And that, you know, that is a huge investment in your house when you have to change out roofs.
Well, okay. With our good friend who called us about Mark in the first place saying, and this was just out of the blue, that you were up there, that you cleaned her tile roof, which was nasty. She lives right on the river trail, a river thing behind her. And she, I don't know how much mold, but anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to come right back. We're talking to Mark in a Super Clean, the new business in
Mark
town.
Rohr, Super Clean Roof and Power Wash Services.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar.
Lobster Fest!
Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobsterfest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:55 in the morning, July the 31st, my friends. 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You need them, you call, they haul. They're going to be there. Alliance Heating and Air, they service and repair all makes and models, and they believe in this old-fashioned value of what? Quality. That's right. They're going to do it right, and stand by their work. They take great pride in their work. The fact that they're neighbors, they're going to serve you in any way in the sense of keeping your heating and air conditioning system complete and working. How do you get a hold of these guys at Alliance? And by the way, we've used them, and they are outstanding. I can't say enough about them. Homecomfort.org, or that's in the website, of course. Or give them a call, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
Mark Rohr is our guest this morning with, you know, we love to be able to bring on a new business and promote. And, you know, Mark has moved to Reading, launched a business that I heard from a girlfriend where he actually cleaned, got up on top of her. I don't know. They probably had a 3,000 square foot home. You got up in the tile roof and cleaned it of all that black soot and, you know, gross.
Moss and mold.
Right. And when she said, oh my, this was amazing. So, thus, Mark Rohr is here today to talk about his business, Super Clean. You were talking about safety. Let's talk about a couple things before we leave here. Metal roofs. Some of the safety equipment that you've designed.
Yes, I've got a couple of different interesting things. Basically, I have a way to temporarily clamp on the crown of the roof a safety system that the hydraulic or the hose can be clamped to, and then the operator's tied off. So there's a safety harness that will keep the operator from falling off your roof.
It always makes me happy. I hate having people on my roof fall off. Now, who's responsible for that if they fall off? The owner?
I'm fully insured and bonded.
See, but that's important because you can get somebody up there, hey, I can clean your roof, and next thing you know, it comes sliding off, and you've now got a lawsuit.
Actually, very important issues people need to hear on the radio today. You're insured and you're bonded. There you go.
It's much more important relative to the gutter cleaning, which is probably about 50 times more common than a roof cleaning. And, you know, when you have the kid down the street clean your gutters and he falls off that, 20% you might think you're saving by going to the kid next door doesn't really work out so well.
When you have to pay all of his, all of his medical bills, yeah. Okay.
The other safety device I have is a boom. Okay. And, which, allows me to stay on the ground, and I have a 34-foot, extension pole. With 7 turbo nozzles, which is a really effective reverberating nozzles, and allows me to clean really efficiently from the ground.
Okay, look, if you need to get your, you know, again, we want to help launch businesses here. This is why we do this. And this, we've seen Mark's work, and Mark does great work.
He's
coming to our house and do that, but he's done it at other people that we know and trust, done it to their homes, you know, and clean their homes or roofs or gutters, all this. Give it a shot. How do you get a hold of you?
Call 339-5882. And again, your website. Because your website has a wonderful visuals with videos on it.
Yes. It's supercleanroof.com. And just to keep in mind, a typical roof cleaning of maybe a 1,800 square foot house is around 330, 350. and gutters are more like around 150 or so.
That's very reasonable for that. You know, I mean, it extends the life of your house. Mark Rohr, thank you so much
thank
for being
so
and
much
welcome
for
to Reading.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hey, thanks for making Reading your home so you can start a business here.
Come back next month and let us know what happens.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be right back with Lucky Jez Ronnie because we're going to talk about fire fees. Again, the mob in Sacramento has stuck it to us.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. We're not spending more these days, but we are a little more confident about the economy as home prices rise again. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Consumer confidence is up this month after falling for four consecutive months. The Conference Board setting confidence at the highest reading since April, but still well below levels seen in a healthy economy. And consumer spending was flat last month, though personal income did edge up 0.5%. That suggests Americans are saving more. Home prices also trending up. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index showing increasing home prices in all of the 20 cities it tracks. Economists point out the supply of homes for sale remains low. That's helping stabilize prices, Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow is down just 9 points. Mitt Romney's headed back to America, ending his at times controversial overseas trip, praising Poland.
At a time of widespread economic slowdown and stagnation, your economy last year outperformed all the other nations of Europe.
Romney tells Fox he's happy with the way his trip went, despite the Republican upsetting some in Britain, questioning Olympic security, and angering Palestinians with his praise of Israel. July's ending violently in Iraq. Two car bombings in Baghdad within minutes of each other killed 20. The U.S. strikes gold again at the Olympics, where Michael Phelps hopes to set a record today. Fox News Radio's Phil Itner live in London.
Vincent Hancock won gold in skeet shooting, putting the U.S. ahead of China with 18 medals. Michael Phelps hoping to be the first American male swimmer to win the same individual event in three successive Olympics. Later today, he'll take part in the 200-meter butterfly. A gold there would get him the individual record, but he'll also take part in the freestyle relay, and if he gets that as well, he will become one of the most successful Olympians of all time. Dave?
Yeah, he has 17 medals now, Phelps. The record is 18. If he wins medals today in both those races, he would have the all-time high. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
There is darkness across a lot of India.
More than 600 million people are now suffering in India from the massive power breakdown. The blackout started in the north of the country, including the capital Delhi, Monday. The outage has now spread to the east of the country. There's been widespread disruption of the rail network, and hospitals have been forced to use generators for a second straight day. It's still not clear what has caused the blackout, but the government has pointed the finger at local states who may have been taking too much power. David Piper, Fox News Radio.
A makeshift memorial to Trayvon Martin and the teenager killed in the Sanford, Florida neighborhood watch shooting has been taken down.
They were there for several months, and at my direction, they were removed.
City Manager Norton Bonaparte says they were getting complaints, but the local NAACP President Turner Clayton wants the memorial put back up.
We know that there is a certain group here in Sanford don't want that memorial up simply because they lost the chief here in the city of Sanford.
Police Chief Bill Lee was fired for his handling of the case. George Zimmerman, who claims it was self-defense, was initially not charged but is now accused of murder. A 9-year-old boy remains in critical condition in Massachusetts after his father shot him and killed his sister.
How great thou art!
Thousands of people holding a prayer vigil for the two children. Police say 41-year-old Daryl Benway fatally shot his 7-year-old daughter Abigail and critically injured his 9-year-old son Owen before shooting himself. Debbie King, a friend and neighbor.
My 8-year-old
she's trying to hold everything in right now. She keeps asking, you know, why isn't Abby going to be here anymore? And why would her daddy do this?
Fenway and his wife separated a few weeks ago, and he recently lost his job. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
An opening statement start today in Apple's lawsuit against Samsung, accusing its rival of ripping off iPhone and iPad technology. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, July the 31st. Last day, my friends. You know, August 1st tomorrow. You know, the summer is quickly flitting away. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got Wells Fargo. I want to do Wells Fargo early today if we can get them on the line. Because I want to talk about... the soldier that was killed.
Oh dear!
Last week, I know you were trying. You saw me kind of moving around here, but I want to talk about the soldier that was killed last week. You know, before we go into our following segments, about that young man from here in Reading, and a little bit more about him. But first, let's start off with Josh Wiley over here at our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors, and they're going to try and get us through the through Wall Street. Can you do that, Josh?
We're trying. Well, currently stocks are searching for direction this morning as investors digest a batch of economic data. Currently, the Dow's down 16 points at 13,056. While the Nasdaq's up 4 at 2,950, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,384. Oil's down $1.17 at $88.61 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.56%. Gold's up $2.20 this morning at $1,626, and silver's up 7 cents at $28.11 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down 42 cents at $74.56, Verizon's up 45 cents at $45.41, while J.P. Morgan is up 6 pennies at $36.20. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. They're going to tell you how to get through the morass back there on Wall Street. They'll give you the very best information and that they can give you. They're down on Park Marina Drive. Head on down there and see them. You know, I wrote in my blog. I haven't written in my blog in like 20 days. And what happens? How come you don't write in a blog I have on Reading.com, Time Under the Helmet? You don't write usually because, you know, in this case, you know, businesses, you know, you're really busy with business, you know, with business, and then you got things going on in the outside, you got things with family and all that, and then all of a sudden a few days go by. I wrote again yesterday or the day before when it became common knowledge that one of Reading's sons, Sean Jacobs, was killed last week in southern Afghanistan. IED, that's just, you know, that it's the IED has become part of our vocabulary here in the United States, the IED, improvised explosive device. It's the way they fight. It's the way our enemies fight us. They can't fight us and stand up. They don't stand up and fight. They plant bombs. They plant mines. There are IEDs will initiate complex ambushes. IEDs. It has become a part of our lives, and get used to it. It's going to be like that. But First Lieutenant Sean Robert Jacobs was a 2006 Foothill graduate. And everything that we've heard about this young man has been nothing but, of course, positive. He was nominated to head to the West Point, the military academy there. His coach said he's a leader, you know, in a cross country, and that this was a young man who had a brilliant future, which is what I wrote there. I don't know Sean Jacobs, but I know Sean Jacobs. I've known so many like him. What can you say? He's a first lieutenant from West Point. You know, they stood up, they go into the battle, they lead their troops. Lieutenants lead their troops on the ground in battle. That's why the casualty rate for lieutenants is so high. Because when somebody has to take charge, the lieutenant stands up and he takes charge. He tells people which direction to go. He tells which direction to shoot. He has his NCOs moving them. But they're looking back for that man on the ground, right there in the thick of a firefight, to tell him what's going on. That's the lieutenants. The lifespan of lieutenants in Vietnam was short. It's getting longer and longer. The thing about it, though, is that First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs was doing his job. He was out there with his troops leading them in harm's way. And unfortunately, we lose this best and brightest because that's the kind of men and women they are, leaders, courageous. Men and women who put their lives on the line daily for our country. The Olympics are going on. We're here sitting here talking about equestrian events and archery and swimming and all that. But the reason that we have the Olympics, the reason the Olympics have gone on, and you can look back in history, is because brave men and women like First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs put their lives on the line, paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms for us to be able to have the Olympics. So if you, when you're watching the Olympics during this next 5 or 6 days, and that flag goes up and you hear the chant, USA, 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 be thinking about who gave us the opportunity to shout USA. Think about First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs. Think about his ultimate sacrifice. Sean's going to be coming home here soon. And I hope that you will join me in your prayers, but to welcome Sean home and to pay him his final respects, the honor due him, the honor due all of our men and women who have given their lives for our country. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency.
We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:15 in the morning, July the 31st. It's 74 degrees out there and it's getting hotter.
76.
Oh, okay. See, I said it was getting hotter.
Creeping up there. 99 degrees it's supposed to be, but we know that we'll probably crack the triple digit code here. Clear tonight with temperatures around 84. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our forecast really this whole week is going to be in the hundreds.
Can I forecast something now? You're hot.
Oh, please.
You're all cute today.
We just got our air conditioning, our wall unit put in yesterday. Thank God.
Okay,
anyway.
now we just do that because
it's extra air.
Because one of us gets really hot at night. So. Anyway, hey, you
well,
know what?
Anyway,
I didn't mean it like that, Lucky. Wow. I didn't mean it like that, Lucky. I meant that, you know, it just gets warm in there with the dog. Okay, I'll just change. Lucky Jess Ronnie is our guest. Lucky is in, you know, once a month we come in, we have two shows. We have one on legal and one on medical we started.
Sure.
And two. And, you know, because, you know, to go and see a lawyer, you know, people need to see lawyers on several occasions, but a lot of times you need to have some information before you go see them.
Absolutely.
And you've always said that, Lucky, and you've always tried, you know, you've always given, you know, great advice. Today we're going to be talking about estate planning.
Correct.
And there are a lot of weird things about estate planning.
There really are.
And then, but we also, toward the latter half of the show, want to talk about fire fees. And,
right.
You know, and this and what people, what this could mean.
And power of attorney.
Okay. Of course.
Okay. So what's the, you know, if I'm, okay, I'm going to plan my estate. I have $46, and I'm going to plan my estate. Okay. I mean, but estate planning is for who?
It's for everybody, even whether you have $46 or, you know, $4.6 million. It really matters to make sure your plans and your intentions, your needs are spelled out, made aware to your family, to whoever is going to be handling your needs or your plan, your future plans. Estate planning is important. We're all going to be gone. You know,
so people need this for their, in this case, it's, we're talking about, you know, you want to know is that anything that you have, it's not going to end up going to the state. That's a big thing, is if there isn't a plan, does the state of California step in?
The state of California steps in the sense that there's statutes. And, what happens first is if you don't have a trust, everybody's heard of a will. And a lot of people think a will avoid probate. Everybody hears about this word probate, and you want to avoid probate. Mm. Of course you want to avoid probate. It's an expensive process where money goes to the courts or money goes to the lawyers. And it's a lot of money. An administrative cost and filing fees and an attorney's fee. And an attorney's fees.
Now, this is even if you have a will.
Even if you have a will, you can go into probate. Correct. Depending on the size of the estate, there's a few exceptions for it. But typically, if you have just a will, you will not avoid probate.
You know, see, now that to me is, I've heard this, that, gosh, if you have a will, that just solves everything. Just make sure you got the will, you know, written out, where the money goes to, where the insurance goes to, and that should be enough, but it's not.
Well, and because the common phrase of, we've got a will, we're squared away, and people aren't as familiar with trusts or other estate planning tools that are out there for ensuring that your interests are protected and that you avoid probate. Like I was saying, the cost of probate can be several thousand dollars. Just an attorney's fees on the first $100,000 of your estate, it's 4%.
So, for instance, if somebody has a will, let's just give a hypothetical. Someone has a will.
Sure.
It's a long-time standing member, and they have all their kids, and mom has written or dad has written down, I want so-and-so, but it's really not gone through an attorney. It's just my old-fashioned how I want things in writing, just in writing. At that point, that doesn't do anything.
No, it does. If it's a handwritten document and it's signed by the person who's making their intentions made clear, that will suffice as being what's called a holographic will. It won't avoid probate, but it will provide the clear intentions of the individual at the time of death of what they want. It can be written on a bar napkin. It can be written on a normal piece of paper.
Well, then I guess, then why would it go into probate?
because probate wants to ensure that the intentions of the deceased are being accurately distributed and the assets of the deceased
now,
are being...
Now, if nobody else questions it, will it still go into probate?
Correct. And the reason for that is, let's think about this. So while you're alive, you can transfer your assets. You've got a house, you have some a recorded document over at the recorder's office, a grant deed and a deed of trust. So everybody's seen those if they've purchased or sold a house when they've gone to the title company to sign those documents. So all those documents are over at the recorder's office. So when you hold title to a piece of property, it's in your name. Of course, while you're alive, it's easy to transfer assets because, of course, you're alive. You can sign documents and say, I want to give it my house to Carl, or I want to give my house to Linda. The problem is when you're dead, you can't sign documents to give away your assets. So the courts need to make clear and give away of how can we assign this piece of asset, this real estate, and give it to somebody else because the person who wants to give it to someone is dead.
But they had written it out in a will that was... obviously a goodwill, and said, I want this to go there.
A transfer can't take place without some sort of assignment.
Okay.
And an assignment doesn't occur while a person's dead. So there needs to be some sort of transfer, and the court needs to administer that transfer through probate.
And this is why we need the trust.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. And the plan for this, so you don't have to go through all this.
Right.
It's already done beforehand. We got to take a break.
Sure.
See, to me, Lucky, is if I write something down and I say Linda should get this and, you know, all this, and that Linda should get this, and frankly, the court coming into it sounds to me like, you know, it's just another way to grasp money from my cold, dead fingers.
Sure.
I'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
3 little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our guest is Lucky Judd Ronnie.
Our
lawyer. We're talking about estate planning. Boy, you should hear the questions that go on at the break, and we're going to talk about those in a second. But right now,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, been there and in the business for 35 years, helping our city, helping our people here. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. You can buy anything you want to make coffee, you know, whether it's a French press, espresso machines, anything, and they'll show you how to use it. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and I'm stopping by there today. Got to pick up some of their great cigars they have. And they have a meeting room.
Because your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, that's right. But the best thing is that they support our community. Veterans get discounts, and they provide a lot of, you know, of just care for our community without anybody ever saying anything except us. They're never going to say anything, but they're great people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Lucky Jesrani, we're talking estate planning.
We're talking about estate planning and wills. And at the break, you said something that I think is really a driving home. If you said it all in one line, it's that you need a tune-up.
A tune-up. Some, you know, many people may already have an existing estate planning package with a will, trust, one or the either or all. But it's important to have that checked out. Just like a car, you want to get a tune-up on your car, you should have your estate planning package and estate planning documents reviewed about every 5 years just to make sure everything's in line with what you want, complies with all current laws. It needs to be checked out, and you want to make sure it says what you want it to really say. Times change, intentions change, plans change, and assets change. So it's important to make sure everything's in order.
Well, I think so. We've got a trust, I think.
We need to have a tune-up.
Needs to have a tune-up because
things have changed.
Got more guns.
Got more, no, but I mean, like, for instance, car. Well, for instance, you know, for us, it's really hitting home for us. But also, my parents, they just recently did a tune-up on out of the Sacramento area. Of course, their 401 has changed. Their bank accounts have changed. Where they were 10 years ago or 15 years ago has changed. So they had to bring that all up to date. So, Lucky, you were talking about, we're talking about the living trust.
Correct.
I'm sure you've got more information you'd like to share with our listeners.
I do. And it's not just being concerned about what happens at death, how your assets are going to be distributed, cost of probate at death, but incapacity as well. None of us have control over what's going to happen to us in the future. Alzheimer's and any other mental effects can affect us all. So having the court take control over our assets is not something anybody would want, or a third party taking control over your assets. A trust or any other part of the estate planning package that my office provides ensures that you make those intentions clear of what should be happening, should you become incapacitated, and who should take control and who should manage your assets. So the court doesn't have to step in with California statutes being the default rules.
Well, I mean, an example would be, let's say, for some, you know, a horrific reason, you got into an accident and you couldn't, and you were on life support, or you couldn't, you were in a coma, or you couldn't think for yourself.
Car wreck.
Say you for two wrecks for 2 months. Well, what happens?
Right. And those intentions should be made clear for everybody. Young or old, it's necessary. It really is. Just in the time that we live in, it needs to be made clear.
Well, I have to really watch what I write down on that, because my sister's already said if I'm on life support and I cough, she's pulling the plug right then.
Well, even speaking of the life support, that comes back to even the living wills, and that's part of my full estate planning package that I provide to my clients and people who come to see me. People often hear about the living will. That's more accurately described as an advanced healthcare directive, or often even a power of durable power of attorney. I'm sure both of you remember the Terry Schiavo matter a few months ago, or a few years ago, back in
Florida.
Oh,
but it was in the papers for a year.
Right, and that whole dilemma and that whole issue arose because there was no sort of living will that Terry Schiavo had, and it created a dispute between her semi-ex-husband who she was still married to and her parents about whether life support should be continued or whether it should not, whether all drastic measures to continue her life should be taken or should not. And those are representations you can make clear in an advanced healthcare director.
My mother said no resuscitation in hers. And but yet when something happened and she was heading to the hospital, they resuscitated her, and which I am so appreciative of because it gave me a chance to get home from Iraq. And she was with us and lively for days and days after that. But you can do that. Do not resuscitate.
Right.
And for people. And there's a lot of things you can do have in your living will and such. Okay, we want to talk about that when we get back. We got to run here for the Fox Business News. We want to come back. We want to continue with this on what you should be doing to take care of yourself and the legal side of it.
And your loved ones.
And your loved ones. But also, you know, as later on in the show, I want to talk about a couple other things and just put Lucky on the spot here when we talk about, you know, fire taxes and shootings and things like that. But we'll be back in a minute.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee on his way home after visiting Poland, Israel, and the UK.
Mitt Romney says he hasn't criticized President Obama on foreign policy during this foreign trip, but that will change when he gets back on U.S. soil.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Romney says at the core of his foreign policy,
having confidence in our cause, having clarity in our purpose, and having resolve in the application of might if that were ever necessary.
Romney tells Fox's Carl Cameron he's happy with this international trip and the leaders he's met and is not concerned about criticism over his comments about London's Olympic preparations or Israel's culture helping create an economy superior to the Palestinians.
And the murder trial of Drew Peterson getting underway in Illinois, the ex-police sergeant accused of killing his third wife. He wasn't charged until the disappearance of his fourth wife. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Signs, that's right, Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
Well, we take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Bob was down there. Bob, was it a great haircut?
It was an excellent haircut.
Did they shave around your neck?
He did, in fact.
Shave around your ears?
He did, in fact.
Did he talk smack about me?
He did not.
He did. Okay, I just wondered. Anyway, go on down there, because I take a step back in time to the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts, which is what Bob got, and discounts for veterans, which is what I get. Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? It's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Please, head on down there. They're just great guys. Our guest
this morning is Lucky Just Ronnie, and we love to have this a monthly segment where you talk about law. This morning we've been talking about estate planning, and it's always, again, what was just we came into after the break, and you were going, oh my God, what was it?
Well, they've changed the laws. Well, here in the state of California.
Well, it's not going to be a change to the law. It's going to be a change to everybody here in the United States. That, okay. And the problem is, it's a tax issue.
Oh, is it everybody?
Everybody.
So this is a federal tax they're doing.
Correct.
Oh, my, you know, wait till you hear this, my friends.
Okay. Well, it's not a change to the law so much. A few of you might remember back in 2010 when George Steinbrenner died. Many were talking about 2010, by him dying just a few weeks before 2011, he saved his family a great amount of money on estate taxes. That year.
Do you ever think that they were in there, like, with a pillow?
Okay.
That year, there was no cap on the state tax with the federal taxes.
So, in other words, you could be worth $100 million.
Right.
And you wouldn't have to pay any taxes specifically.
Right. And starting in 2011 and 2012, the state tax exemption amount was at $5 million, meaning any amount above $5 million would be taxed as ordinary income at a maximum of 55%.
Okay, so what you're saying then is, if you've got an estate and it's worth, it back then was over $5 million, say it was worth $10 million.
Right.
Say you own real estate. Okay, you pass away. You have to pay 55%?
Up to 55%.
Up to 55% on that remaining $5
million. Right.
Goes to the state. So if you had a big ranch, if you had a farm, and it was worth $8 million, but you're not a rich person, but the farm is with all the land, and it's estimated then for this $3 million, you're going to have to pay $300,000 in taxes.
But if you had a good trust and you had come to see me, there's ways that I could have prevented that, because with an AB trust, we can have one amount of the $5 million not being deemed received. It's a little more complicated than that. And then the latter part of the $5 million.
So you can avoid that.
I can avoid that through proper trust planning.
Now, that's $5 million. You're going, well, gosh, I mean, who's got, you know, $5 million is a lot of money. Okay, what's it now, though?
Well, at the end of December 31st, 2012, it is going to be hitting once we hit January 2013, it's going to drop down to $1
million. $1 million now. Okay, so you're saying, well, who's got an – I mean, who's a state
worth? No, I mean, let's just talk about that our parents' generation, those people who worked very, very hard and have had real estate, 401ks, they've been – they both have been income makers in just working government jobs. Can be in that category.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
And it doesn't.
Like Carl and I were, and Linda and I were discussing during the break, the $1 million, many people may believe that, okay, my house might be worth $400,000 or $500,000, whatever it may be. Got a loan of $300,000 or $400,000 against that said house. So I have no equity in my house. Unfortunately, when we're looking at the estate planning and probate and any of those issues, it's not the equity that we're looking at.
You're just looking at value.
We're looking at value.
So it doesn't make any difference. You could even be underwater on it. They don't care. If this is how much the house is worth, that's how much the house is worth. So when you talk about $1 million, you're talking about somebody that could have a couple of houses. They worked their whole lives. You know, so they've accumulated, a house here, maybe one up on the lake or something like this. And when all of a sudden it hits anything over $1 million, their family's going to have to pay for all this.
Correct. So it's
at 50, up to 55%.
55%. And that's going to be a big, big increase once 2013 comes in. We're not really clear. There's a lot of concern in the estate planning community of what's going to happen if that's going to be raised. There's the hope that it's going to be raised. Right now, there's no sort of actual clarity on that right now.
But you can avoid that.
You can to a certain extent, but with an AB trust or an ABC trust, there's only so much that can be done. $1 million to $3 million is just not a lot. It is a lot of money, but I don't want to try to dismiss that it's not a lot of money. But it's not a great deal of money when you're considering all the assets that you own through your whole life. And you combine them all. It can end up being, you can quickly reach that amount.
Okay.
It doesn't take a lot.
All right. So, but you can still, if you want to avoid paying taxes at the end, if you want to avoid probate,
you've got to have a trust. You've got to have a proper estate plan in place to ensure that those taxes are avoided, probate's avoided, to the largest extent possible. And it's a big step to go in to see an attorney about end of life issues of what's going to happen to my estate, what's going to happen to my assets when I go. It's a difficult thing to consider, you know, for anybody or any family. And I see my clients coming in struggling with that, but you make that first step, and that's the big important step because, you know, you worked so hard for your money, you worked so hard to provide for your family. You want to ensure as much of that is still there after you go.
As much as possible goes to your family and
exactly.
Not to the state.
Right.
So they can give them to these guys walking around with meth problems.
Or avoid, you know, paying unnecessary fees in a probate. Because a probate, you know, on a typical $250,000 estate would cost several thousand dollars more just in an attorney's fee. So you're going to be paying an attorney maybe $5,000 to $7,000 more on just an average person's estate instead of just having a proper trust prepared by an attorney beforehand.
I find it's just abhorrent the things the state can do to us over something. You write something, nobody contests it. You leave it to your wife, and somebody says, oh, I'm sorry, but we've got to go to probate, and we have to hold it here, and you have to buy it. By the way, you have to pay a lawyer so that for some reason, in case somebody comes by, which nobody will come by. I mean, this whole thing to me just is another way the state just keeps coming at you.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it.
Trust me, Lucky, I understand that.
Sure.
But in those cases, when there is none, it just seems like, you know, I know everybody's trying to be protected because there's been horrible cases and examples that shows why it needs to do that.
Absolutely.
But it just seems like it's just another whack at you.
Well, what's happening is that, you know, we're so blessed to have Lucky, you know, and what we do is in our profession, we're trying to help you as we learn as well to be educated and to be on top of times. What happens is, okay, it's the end of July. Can you believe it? It's going to be Christmas before you know it. I know that's like, ah! But what happens is we close our eyes and things happen. And why that happens is we're living life. Laws change. Things change. You need to have an expert that is in your file, in your phone, as much as the guy who, you know, the guy who fixes the roof. At one time, we felt like we were really a self-sufficient. We could do things, and it was an old-fashioned handshake. Unfortunately, the laws today aren't necessarily built on that. We're going to take a break here. We're so glad that we've got Lucky Just Ronnie. We're going to be taking your questions. We've got some good stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere. KCNR 1460.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Calling the bot, 8:45 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. They're our neighbors making great deals for you. They've got a car, truck, or SUV to fit every need, and they service them so that you can drive safely and happily. Redding Crown Motors, down in 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 223-2177. They've got something for everybody.
Our guest this morning is Lucky Jess Ronnie, who is our attorney of the month. We always have his spot come on, and, you know, we love
well, he's we our attorney of all time.
Yeah, but he comes on once a month, and he gets – this is your time to get to ask questions. So one came in from my email that said, ask Lucky about gifting to save estate tax before the end of 2012.
So the estate tax is a little bit different than the gift tax maximum. The maximum gift annual maximum gift you can make per year without having to face any sort of taxes on that is up from the previous year from I can't remember the amount, but right now it's up to $13,000.
Used to be ten.
Ten or you know it goes up based on inflation.
So I can gift to my daughter then $13,000 this year. And take it out of my assets and just give it to her.
Right. But your lifetime amount maximum would be based on what the year is. And right now it's $5 million and it's going to drop down to $1 million and we don't know what it's going to be in the future. So that's the lifetime gift exemption, including the state gift tax exemption. Does that make sense? It's a little complicated. And it's not meant to be easy, obviously, because it gets
down. You're asking the wrong people here if that made sense. So what you're saying is you can gift up to a certain amount.
Through your lifetime.
Through my lifetime. In this case, it used to be $5 million, and now it's $1
million. Or in 2013, it'll be $1 million.
Okay, well, let me just give an example. I had a girlfriend whose grandmother did very, very well with real estate. And she had a house right across from the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, and when they sold the house, they had to actually go, they couldn't sell it to the kids, they had to go sell it, and then of course share all the, you know, the proceeds for the family and put it in estate planning and all the other stuff. But while she was alive, each one of her children and grandchildren got a gift of $10,000 a year. It was some way that it was not taxed, but her family could get this money in the long run, rather than being it taxed when it all came to a bubble or whatever you want to call that.
And it's a way to kind of spend down your estate is what that's called. But it still has to have that lifetime maximum of right now $5 million in 2013 and who knows on of $1 million. But the $13,000 can be given to multiple individuals. Like it was your grandmother, you said, or mother?
My girlfriend's grandmother.
So she could give, if she had 10 family members, she could give $10,000 each one of them every year.
Right. Correct. And they got one every year.
And that's free of any tax consequence.
That could be her son, her daughter-in-law, the two kids in the family. So she could literally give them. Is that taxable?
No, it's free of any tax.
Does that include for the people that receive it?
That's something for a CPA.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Just wondering.
Cause it gets complicated.
Okay.
Right. It does. This is why, you know, I mean, Lucky is very straightforward, but.
Go see Rick Goins.
But Lucky is very straightforward. And the thing about it is that the law is not, I mean, to most of us, the 99% of us, the law is not straightforward in the sense that there are so many parts to it.
Are there trends? Are you seeing trends?
At my office, yeah. Well, specifically with the estate planning, I am. A lot of people are starting to come in now for just making clear what their intentions are, especially when recent tragedies occur, like the Aurora situation that just recently happened.
Wow.
People just want a call to make sure that their plans are made clear. People, when they see tragedy, they think of themselves and what's going to happen next. So usually I see a little bit of an uptick during those types of times.
Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible.
It's good in a sense, too, though.
Because people do need to know. It's just a fact of life. We're all not going to be here forever.
I am.
And tragedy does happen, and we never know it. That's why you have to, you know, every day be grateful for every day. You just don't know. So I just wanted to ask you about trends. I know that you have a couple things that we've got 10 more minutes left.
Well, first we have to take a break.
Okay. And let's do that.
We'll be right back.
Let's take a break. Guest is Lucky Just Ronnie. Any last minute calls here, 605-4567 or our chat room at KCNR1460. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist's dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palo Cedro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palo Cedro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's a portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson, the icon of motorcycles. You want to ride? Want to ride in the wind? I'd try that Harley-Davidson. Go on up there to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. See Ernie, Jessica. Talk to Nathan, the sales guy there. They've got a bike for everybody. Then they have accessories. They have it all. You want something to put on that motorcycle, they've got it. You want something to wear, they have it. And you want somebody to take care of that motorcycle that knows what they're doing, there they are, Redding Harley-Davidson. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Got a bike for everybody. Experience the ride, live the dream. And on Thursday, day after tomorrow, the 2012 Patriot Tour is going to arrive at Redding Harley-Davidson. This is a flag that is going through 48 states in 100 days, 14,000 miles. Nation of Patriots will send an American flag on its third annual journey. It's going to arrive at Redding Harley-Davidson at noon on Thursday. Come on out and join us there, because we're going to be there and we're going to see it come in. We were there last year. It was just great. Just great. So join us at Redding Harley-Davidson. And out at 1268 Twinview Boulevard, and watch it come in. Watch the flag come in. It's being escorted all the way across the United States by riders. They pass it from one group to another. It's a great event. Our guest is Lucky Jazrani. And Lucky, somebody came in with a question about the advanced planning.
Advanced directives. And advanced directives, more along the lines of the Terry Schiavo situation we briefly discussed at the early part of the hour. Those are incredibly important. And if you're not interested in doing a will, not interested in doing a trust, I think everybody needs to make sure they at least have an advanced health care directive coupled with some sort of power of attorney. Those documents are absolutely important, because when a medical situation arises for anybody, whether it be incapacitating, short, temporary, long, whatever it may be, it speaks to your family to let them know what your intentions are and what you want done for you, for your medical needs or other needs. People, you don't want your family left squabbling. You know, there might be multiple siblings, unclear of what should be done. People have different values. People have different beliefs of what mom wants, what dad wants. It's just not known. Yeah. And rather than creating that squabble, having those your personal intentions made clear to your family of what you want done for you needs to be done. It's incredibly important, whatever the age may be. A lot of people may want all extreme measures of any kind to be taken for their medical needs. Others may
do everything to keep me alive.
Exactly.
For as long as possible.
Others may say, you know, if there's not much that can be done for me, at least send me home. I don't want to die in the hospital.
There's a big one right there. Or make me comfortable.
Make you comfortable. And those are important.
Yeah.
And they can't be ignored, but unfortunately they are. And just the advanced health care directive and power of attorney, fairly inexpensive for me to prepare.
I think they say that what is it, 75% of the money on health care is spent in the last, 30 days trying to keep somebody alive or something. It's something like this, that if the person was alive and or if the person was unconscious and all that, wouldn't want it to happen. So this is where it's very important to let your family know what you want to have happen. Don't resuscitate, you know, all these kind of things that you can do.
Exactly.
Okay, we got 2 minutes left. Lucky, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at my office. My office number is 530-241-3350. I have a very good habit and a good reputation with all my clients of calling them back. So if you can't catch me right away, I make it a habit of within 24 business hours to return any phone calls.
Okay, you're also in charge of the 20 2030 Club?
I am. Well, I was.
Did you stand down? Okay.
Yeah, my presidency was concluded in the middle of June, and now I get to take the more comfortable role of immediate past president, so I still am on the board of directors, but I get to sit back and relax a little bit more and not have the tension of running the club as much.
Is Cameron Middleton still chugging 42-ounce beers?
Oh, no, he doesn't do anything like that.
Cameron's
our great leader of the club now, so
he's the president. He can't do that anymore.
He's taken the reins of the club, and he's doing a fantastic job so far. So
he's
campaign
chairman for Rick Bisset.
He is indeed.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Tomorrow we have Jim Reed, Democrat, running for Congress against Doug Emhoff, will be our guest. We're also going to talk about the big vote they're taking today over in the Board of Supervisors about passing our thugs out to other counties, you know, paying to put them in those other places. We're going to talk about that. Maybe we can get one of the Board of Supervisors in also to talk about this fire tax fee or this fire tax they're putting on us, too. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Lucky.
Thank you so much.
So educational. And, again, we just appreciate you keeping us caught up with what's going on.
There you go. Later on this week, we have just all types of little surprises coming in this week that everybody's going to like. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. No apologies from Mitt Romney after taking some heat for some things he said on a trip overseas. He's heading home today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
When he said that Israel's culture has put its economy well ahead of the Palestinians.
Well, I said nothing in my remarks about the Palestinian culture.
Romney tells Fox's Carl Cameron he was talking about any culture that emphasizes education, family values, free markets, and more.
All of these cultural choices, broadly speaking, have an enormous impact on the economic vitality and income per capita of a people.
And on other gaffes on the trip, Romney blamed reporters for trying to divert attention from the state of the U.S. economy the past 4 years. Lisa?
Rich, we're more confident, but we're not spending more in the newest reports on the U.S. economy. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
Consumer confidence jumped this month to the highest level since April. Still, the confidence figure falls far short of the threshold that would signal a healthy economy.